Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, we have brought to the Straight Talk tables the man, the myth. No, he's not a myth, but he is a legend. His name is Jay Reinhart. He is Mr. Real Estate here in York County, and every once in a while, well, we do a weekly program. we're bigger than you think on WRHI, and these are two-minute vignettes that we do week after week after week, just full of information. And every once in a while, we look at each other after that 2 minutes, and we say, we got to get on Straight Talk because there's more to talk about. So, Jay, for those who are new to the community, give them a short little Cliff Notes version of your background, if you would. Okay?
No problem. Yes, I was born into real estate. Mom and Dad started the company 47 years ago. I bought the company from them now 18 years ago, just
Good
at
Lord.
Our anniversary.
So. Really?
Yep. So we've been running it since then. We started as a brokerage company. Within a year, we added property management, and then since I took over, we've added a number of other divisions. So we do a lot of stuff in real estate. And as you know, my background, I'm also an attorney.
Yeah.
So I'm able to help out on the legal end, and I do practice in North and South Carolina. So it's a fun life, man.
Also a tax expert, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate
all right.
that.
So here we go. How do we explain what the heck is going on here with real estate? I mean, it's just nuts.
I said it's the intersection of housing in York County.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally have multiple different paths all coming together that so impact each other. I know when you and I first started talking about this, we were lamenting over the fact that rents are going up significantly.
Oh, good Lord.
Even though we have apartments coming out of the ground, we got a lot of good things happening in Rock Hill and Fort Mill, all around the county. But we're just not putting housing in the ground fast enough. And, you know, when you look at, you know, people say, oh, well, interest rates. Manning, interest rates, people will pay an interest rate to live in a house.
Yes, they will.
Okay, I mean, interest rates, we have been at 40-year, 50-year historic lows. We're just now getting to normals, and people are now starting to say, okay, I'm going to have to pay 6.5%, 7%, and that's where it's going to be, and I can chase the interest rate down.
And in most cases, true or false, whatever your interest rate is, that monthly mortgage payment is going to be considerably less than what you're paying in rent.
Right. And the reason for that is we have this wonderful thing in South Carolina, Act 388. So the burden of taxation in South Carolina, property taxes, falls on non-owner-occupied property.
Right.
I mean, it's almost 2.5 to 3 times. So if you're renting, guess what you're paying?
Yeah.
You're paying that exorbitant amount of taxes in addition to your living expense, which you could easily do, you know, change it to owner-occupied if you can buy it. Now, that's if you can buy it. Because right now, the inventory I pulled before I came over just a few minutes ago, I pulled resale single-family housing in the entire Canopy MLS, which is the whole Charlotte market, all of Rock Hill, I mean, all of this area, there are only 5,675 houses for sale.
Well, that sounds like a ton.
Single-family residential.
That sounds like a ton.
No, not even close. Well, York County, okay, let's boil it down to York County.
All right.
321 of those houses are in York County.
That's all?
That's all. And you want to go down to Rock Hill, how about 120? Fort Mill, 65. Okay, so I mean, we have very limited, and that's all price ranges, Manning. So that's if there are a couple million-dollar houses in there, all the way down to a couple of, if they exist, $50,000 houses.
You can't find a house for $50,000.
Well, you wouldn't want to live there, but you can find one.
I mean, can you even find a home anymore for $100,000?
You can find a living quarters for under 100. So there are some condos, different things. But most of the houses under 100,000 really need significant work. So, I mean, you're talking about potential structural, new roof, different things. They're not going to be in a condition in which you would most people would feel comfortable living in, but they do exist.
Shoo-wee.
And they're small, Manny, very small.
So you have young children. Well, I shouldn't say young. They're marriage age,
yep,
right?
They're in mid-20s.
Mid-20s, right. So they're like every other person probably in that age category. They're looking for a place to live.
Correct.
And they got there's very few alternatives out there.
Well, we are quickly becoming an area where you're going to have double-income households. Mm. Because I've talked to Courtney Denton a number of times. She's got great statistics on this. But last time I talked to her, she said a household has to earn between $45,000 and $50,000 just to live in York County anymore.
Or she put it in the terms of an hourly wage, in excess of $23 an hour.
In excess of $23 an hour, okay? Oh. So that's fine, but you know, you talk about somebody coming out of college, they may make $45,000, $50,000 a year. Well, if they've got any college debt, they've got any kind of other expenses, a car loan, you name it, they're not living in York County, not the way that we want them to live. So now we're quickly becoming, you know, now I'm hooking up with a roommate. So you may have two people living together so they can afford the house or they can afford apartment. And again, we're putting apartments into the marketplace. But I've always said the transition of people in real estate is they'll come out of wherever they are. They'll move into an apartment. They will quickly decide whether or not they want that lifestyle. Somebody living above them, below them, communal type lifestyle.
Somebody beating up drums next
right.
door.
Then they will move into usually a townhome or a rental property. They will live there maybe for an extended period of time while they save up for the down payment on a house, which may end up being a townhome or a single-family residential property. And then they move up in cycle. You know, we talk about starter homes. Well, to me, starter home is usually your first apartment.
Sure. But, you know, at the same time while they're trying to save some money for a down payment, the price of the housing is going a little bit higher all the time. Maybe not as rapidly as it was a year ago, but it's still going up.
Probably will not, but I mean, we're still going up at a significant pace in our area. We may end up seeing double digits again this year, but it's definitely going to be somewhere between 7 and 10%. But that matches rents, Manny.
Yeah.
So we've had rents go up between 8 and 10% over the last 12 months.
You know, there's a good side and a bad side to this. I mean, the good side is our community is growing, it's prospering.
Sure.
It's doing great. The downside of it is what we all hear about, which is affordable housing. We'd like to have some housing stock, some inventory, for everybody to have an opportunity to have a roof over their own head.
Well, we've even changed it from affordable to attainable now, okay? In other words, can the vast majority of people attain the housing and a good place to live close to where they work so that, you know, if you think about the attainable area in our in York County is now Chester County. Mm. Manny, come on now. We're putting people on the road for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then yet people in Rock Hill are going, oh, the traffic. Look at the traffic. Look at what's happening. Well, if you put people on the road and they have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe if they're commuting to Charlotte, you got people commuting from Chester to Rock Hill. Yeah. You know, you start, it's a lot of interesting dynamics that happen that are all tied to growth.
And that's the key thing. We are growing. We're very attractive. We're a very attractive part of the country
Correct.
To be in. As we pointed out before, your friend from Austin, Texas said, told you years ago, look out because I've lived through this.
Yeah, not too many years ago. He was here in 2007, and he took me to the side at a dinner event, and he said, Reinhardt, let me ask you one question. He said, why are you selling houses for half price? And I laughed. I thought, oh, goodness. He said, well, you need to make sure that you are talking to your investors. They need to buy everything they can now because when it changes, I've lived in Austin, when it changes, you won't believe what happens. Some stuff doubles in price overnight. Well, Manning, guess what happened?
Yeah.
Okay?
It happened
it
right here.
It did take 13 years, but it happened to
it
us.
It happened just like somebody flipped a switch and kaboom.
It did.
There we are. Now, for those who want to listen to all the stuff that you hear on radio and television about the economy and downturn and recession and all that kind of stuff, this is a place you want to live in if there ever is a downturn, because it won't be much of a downturn here. It's just not going to happen. You got, as you pointed out, too many people who want to come in here.
That's right. unfortunately, a lot of us lived through the last great recession.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, we think, oh, every recession is going to be that way. But if you look at history, not every recession hits real estate, and not every recession causes a decrease in values in real estate. So, right now, I do believe that, like most economists, that we will see a recession at some point in time, because if we have two more Fed interest rate hikes, I think it's going to happen, because you're going to force the commercial world into that. Remember, commercial lending and residential are two different things.
Right.
Commercial, we borrow for 5 years, and you start looking at people that were borrowing at 3.5. If it changes to 7.5, can they still make their payments even with increased rents, with increased expenses there? So I do think we're going to have some challenge in commercial. Will we have it in residential? Manny, I'm just not seeing it. I mean, we have low inventory. We're seeing increase in rents. We're seeing all the different things that don't lead me to think that. Now, that's where you want to be during a recession.
Yeah.
Because we also have jobs. We have availability. If you look at the people that are posted jobs in Rock Hill, people can find a place to work. And may not be a perfect place, but it's a place to work, and during a recession, a lot of times that will happen.
And those jobs, many of those jobs, are paying better now than they were just a couple of years ago.
They are, to retain talent. They have to.
Absolutely. So where is this taking us? I mean, is it going to be more of the same, as Jerry Peterson used to say, MOTS? Are we just going to continue to see the value of real estate go up, 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 up?
Well, I think we're at a point where we're going to start to see some normalizing in the increases. The problem is, I couldn't tell you what normal is going to be for the next 5 years. I don't think it's going to be the 15-20% that we've been seeing, because when you look at average purchase prices in Fort Mill, you start looking at average purchase prices in Rock Hill, and yet the average wages that we're paying, they just don't match.
No, they don't.
So I do believe that we're going to see some equalizing to maybe a 3 or 4% increase per year, which is, we were at 2.5 before, 2.5 to 3 during the entire post-Great Recession time up until right before the pandemic. So I do think we're going to be there at least by the end of 5 years, and maybe before.
I mean, who would have ever thought that an entry-level home in Rock Hill, South Carolina, would be in the $400,000 range? And if you go 5 miles to the north to Fort Mill, add another $100,000.
Well, Manning, look at the townhomes, $300,000 or $400,000 for a townhome. And I would have told you 10 years ago we would not be a townhome community. Now it is becoming the starter home.
Well, it's an answer to what we're talking about. It's
correct.
A way to get started, as you pointed out.
Well, you have to have the density. A lot of people say, I don't want townhomes, I don't want townhomes. Well, you have to have density when the price of land goes up.
Right.
And what has happened is the price of land in the city of Rock Hill has gone up along with the cost of building. So it's not just, the bricks and mortar that we put up, or the sticks. Yeah. That we put them around. It is the infrastructure cost. It's burying the utilities. It's working with the city on turn lanes and traffic counts and all of the different things that it takes for a developer to even put in just a small community. Take Hurlong Avenue and those units down there. It's a prime example of what it takes to develop something and the density that you need.
I've heard you say before, and it's very true, that when the pandemic hit, 2020, we saw a mass exodus of all kinds of things. People stopped working.
Sure.
And in the construction trades, they really stopped working. And a lot of those companies that were in the housing construction business went bye-bye.
Sure.
So here we are in a prime area for residential construction, and we still don't have enough builders here.
Right. Well, part of that is, and I'm going to go back to interest rates. Now we're talking about kind of the circle.
Yeah.
That when you look at a builder, and the builder has to go in and they're paying, $4 or $5 million for raw land. And then they have to put the infrastructure in, which may be double that amount. So now they're looking at $18 million. They've got to get the density to then go vertical and build this house that, I'm looking at increased costs in cement, in the lumber, all of those different things. Now you put all of those things together and you look at the bottom line and go, okay, there's got to be a profit there. So now we're $350,000-$400,000 on a starter home. So it's a interesting thing to see. And they, of course, are worried about the economy, because when you're out, I don't know, $100, $200, $500 million on projects around the United States,
oh, yeah,
and the economy starts to get shaky in one area, it affects the ability to build in, that's right, York County, South Carolina.
But as you and I have talked about before, we really are at a new benchmark here locally in real estate values. It isn't going to get any less.
No, I don't see us falling.
A $200,000 house, which is now $300,000, that is not going to fall back to $250,000 or $200,000. It ain't going to happen.
Not unless somebody doesn't take very good care of it, and then your homeowner association is going to step in.
Because we keep going back to the basics of what's driving all this, which is the attractiveness this community has and the tremendous growth that we're experiencing here throughout this entire region, not just York County, but York County, Lancaster County, Mecklenburg County,
right,
everywhere.
And the city has done a good job with a lot of that. The county has done a good job, but also you've got a lot of private investment that has created spaces. I mean, you and I are not far away from a couple of developments that have done very well in attracting the consumer on a Friday night, Saturday night, Thursday night, Saturday afternoon, especially in pretty weather, Manning.
Yeah, and then, of course, just yesterday, you know, the groundbreaking for another major redevelopment project.
Right.
400,000 square feet.
Right.
It's going to be turned into more of everything.
Manning, but you know, you've looked at the population growth that I have, too. Where are these people are going to go? They're going to go places like that.
Exactly right. And anyway, we have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now we have some seasoned veterans around the table here today. They're going to tell us all about the wonderful things we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We make these fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week. The magical formula at the count of three, 1, 2, 3, is
slice, 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 slice.
Garden,
garden, garden.
And congratulations to Kathy. Yeah, she has been rated as one of the top three slicers out of 40-plus substation stores across the eastern United States. Way to go, Kathy. Congratulations. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Alex, the turkey and ham at Substation 2 seem really popular.
Absolutely. They're all natural meats, no nitrates or added ingredients, 98% fat-free. Only the best turkey and ham for salads and subs.
Slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, now serving Diet Dr. Pepper.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property, it's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Investing can be like a puzzle. There are so many pieces to consider, and it can be hard to know where to start. But with the right guidance, you can put the pieces together to create a winning strategy. That's where Founders Investment Services comes in. Our team of financial advisors can help you navigate the complexities of investing and create a personalized plan that fits your goals and risk tolerance. We'll work with you to identify the pieces of your puzzle and how they fit into your financial future. Call 866-739-7064 or visit foundersfcuinvestments.com to learn more about how we can help you take the first step towards reaching your financial goals. Securities offered through LPL Financial.
With Comporium, you get way more than home security. You get eyes everywhere. Remote access to lights and locks from anywhere. And right now, you'll get a secure home for a lot less than you'd think with anytime live video streaming, remote temperature control, and 24/7 monitoring. We're more than your internet company. We're your peace of mind, never felt this easy company. For zero stress levels, stay connected to what matters most. Comporium, always ready.
Slice, slice, slice! Garden, garden, garden!
It's the only way that Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, slice, slice! Garden, garden, garden.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Jay Reinhart is with us today, president of Reinhart Realty, right up the road. He and I do a weekly wonderful program. I tell you, it's very interesting what you can get out in 2 minutes. I mean, it's just it's a very, very good series. We're bigger than you think, and you can hear it every week on WRHI on Thursdays. So we're here today to talk about a little bit more than we could get in 2 minutes. So here we are. We've got, call it a, you know, workforce housing, call it affordable housing, call it available housing. We ain't got it.
Right.
We just don't have it. Yet, both you and I know that there are some solutions that are being developed right up the road from us that are very intriguing, that if we can replicate them here, might be an answer.
Well, Manning, you and I both know that most of the attainable or affordable housing, especially in rentals, because we right. talked about the life cycle of somebody. And unfortunately, there are families that stay in the life cycle of renting their entire lives.
Right.
And for generations. And that's fine. Not everybody was meant to be a homeowner. But the vast majority of people, that's what they want. They want to attain a house. Well, to do that, if you have continuous increasing rents, which is what we've had the last 10, 12 years, probably longer than that, then it eats into what that family that is on a, call it fixed income, because it's a working income, can save to be able to put down a down payment on a house.
Right.
So one of the things that you look at, the attainable housing in our area, a lot of it, good or bad, is homes that have not been updated. It has not been kept up. Some of them may have older systems in place. Some of them may have maybe situations where they need some work.
Yeah.
And so what's happening with the regentrification of those areas is investors are going in. Because of the increase in prices, they're going in and they're doing the work. And then they turn around and do what? They sell it.
Sure.
Because that's where they can get the most money.
Right.
Well, you're taking a piece of property out of the rental market, out of an attainable rental amount, and you're, again, putting somebody in there to live there. Great. Now it changes the neighborhood. All of those different things occur. But one of the things that this is going to lead to is what you and I have been talking about, which is naturally occurring affordable housing. And that's properties, either rental properties or large numbers of condos, that sort of thing, that have been maybe not taken perfect care of over time and need some tender loving care, being bought by a nonprofit or some group that will be able to go in with some lower interest rate financing and keep them under a deed restriction from being able to increase rents above a certain percentage. So, Manning, that means you're going to take an apartment complex of 50 units, and you're going to designate 30% of them to essentially low income.
Right.
Now, that's with assistance from the government, so they'd be HUD qualified, they'd be maybe Section 8, those types of programs. Then you may take another 40 to 50% of the units, still Section 8, but maybe not low income, maybe that moderate income, right, or 60% of the average wage.
Right.
And then you'll have a certain amount that is essentially the rental amount, the fair market value
sure.
rent. Okay. And you're going to mix that up into a product that can then be self-sustaining. So it's going to have to be some kind of project like that, which the city of Charlotte is doing, other large cities are doing, that start to really pick at this problem of attainable housing. It's a neat concept. It can work here in York County, maybe not with a 200-unit complex, because we don't have a whole lot of those that are at this NOAA stage.
Right.
But we need to start some of these smaller projects that allow us to get into this and start to do it.
And the concept of mixing different income levels under
huge.
The same roof makes a whole lot of sense.
Right, because we're not talking about taking 50 and saying segregated these three or four
right.
over here to the side, live this way. And
yeah.
No, you're talking about mixing them all up within the community so people see upward attainability.
Yeah, exactly. And based on what we have learned, it seems to be a successful model that is working to the point where you have private investment capital going in.
Social capital.
Social capital, social impact capital.
Right.
That is paying a decent return, not a great return, but a decent return.
It's enough to be attractive.
It's enough to be attractive for somebody who wants to try to make a difference.
That's right.
Period.
Yep.
And there's lots of people out there who want to try to make a difference.
Well, and Manny, it's not just people. I mean, think about the fact if Piedmont Medical does not have a place for its individuals that work at the hospital to live and they have to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about that. You're talking about larger employers that may pay $15 to $20 an hour, but we just talked about you got to make $23 an hour to live here. So, I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Well, we're talking about teachers.
We're talking about
police officers.
Yep.
We're talking about lots of municipal governmental workers. I mean, there's a whole large segment of our economy that makes the economy work that we have to have facilities for them to live in.
That's right.
We talked about, my brother who lives in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where land is very, very scarce because the government owns, it's preserved in a national wilderness and all that kind of stuff. They've gotten to a point out there years ago that if you're going to come to town and you're going to build whatever, a new substation too, and it's going to require 10 employees to operate, you've got to show them where they're going to be housed.
Otherwise,
your project is not going to get granted.
And here's the problem is the government did that. What you and I are talking about is let's have the business community step up and actually figure this out before the government comes in. Because the government usually doesn't cut with a scalpel.
Right.
It's usually an axe, okay? And it's an unintended axe, okay?
Right.
They think they're cutting the scalpel, but the unintended consequences can be really significant to a business community.
And I think it's fair to say this. That more of our elected officials are beginning to see that this is an issue that needs to be addressed. We've got different people talking to each other about what are some solutions.
No question.
Looking for formulas to try to resolve it because they don't want to see people who deserve to live in this community not be able to live here.
And what I've talked about is just one solution. Manny,
you
probably have to have six or eight. Not just one. Okay, so, I mean, bring them on. Bring on the solutions. Let's put them in process.
And the solution is not, it's just not palatable to say that your base level income for whatever job is going to be $75,000 a year.
No, because then it increases your cost.
Yeah, sandwich here would be $50.
Right.
That's not going to work.
And it's good, but, man.
It's a good sandwich.
It's a really good sandwich.
We love your sandwich, Charlie, with $50. So are you optimistic that we're going to actually see some steps being taken in the next, year or two that's going to resolve this problem?
I am very optimistic just because of the amount of people that are talking about it now. Okay?
Yeah.
That these are not just, maybe one day we'll figure this out. You've got a lot of people that are willing to put their reputation and their money behind it to be able to say, we need to deal with this now. It's not a future problem. It's a current problem. The future problem just gets magnified.
Yeah. And we got a lot of people that we see that are categorized as homeless. And most of those people, not all of them, are people who've had something happen in their lives that the various nonprofits can get back up on their feet. They get working.
Pathways has proved it.
Yeah, and they got nowhere to live.
Right.
So they fall right back into cycle.
So we can't get them from our time that we went through on the tour, we can't get them out of Pathways quick enough.
That's exactly right.
They're ready to go. We just can't get them out because they don't have a place to go.
Well, Jay Reinhart, thank you for your knowledge. Thanks for all that you do in the community. And we'll keep working on this, buddy.
Thanks, man.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Once again, we want to acknowledge Kathy as being the number three slicer in the whole Substation 2 enterprise. Look at her. Slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. By the way, that's what we do here at Substation 2. We do it 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. But it didn't sound too good to just me. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Congratulations, Kathy. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.